So what do you do? And I want to stress with you that for most of you, well, I want to stress that you're not rewriting, you're not redoing the assignment, you're not doing any of those things. All I'm doing is asking you to do some things that will then let you see yourself as I see you, and future profs will see you unless you change, and bosses will see you unless you change. And that is, most of you will either underline, which you can see what it is, or strike through, which is shown also. So key thing to make this work is don't just read over. Put the book and what you wrote side by side. If you've got them, one of them has to be online, put it side by side on the screen. So I found, it sounds really bizarre, but to make myself pay attention, that I will touch both of them. I'll touch the words. It's amazing what you see when you apply another sense to making yourself pay attention. So if you have QP marked, and most students do, underline every word and every part of a word that you use from the book. Just underline it. If the author word, for example, demonstrating, and you wrote demonstrated, then you underline D-E-M-O-N-S-T-R-A-T. You see where you were just following along passively. We're not talking about what you'd have to use quotations for. If you want to talk about that, I can talk about that separately. I'm getting you to see how passive you're being. To use my joke that I found students caught on to, is if the brain were a car, you're trying to ride as a passenger and there's nobody driving this car. So that's what I want you to do. Underline every word that, or part of a word that's the same. If you have an NS, an NT, or a W question mark marked, again, you compare carefully the pages you were supposed to read with what you wrote. And what you're going to do is, if the textbook does not specifically support what you say, you strike through those words. Strike through looks like that, and you can find it in your Blackboard tools. You can also find it in almost every word processing system I've seen. So, but if you think, if it doesn't support what you say, strike it out, strike through it. And if it does, then leave it. But do understand, I'm going to ask you, if I can't find it, I'm going to ask you to show me where it is. And if you have a QC marked, it's pretty rare, but it is serious if it happens. And so you did one of two things, modified the quotation, but didn't reveal that you changed it to the reader. And think about this, if somebody said you said something and you didn't, you would really be ticked. So it's common courtesy. It's also proof that you're thinking well. So you could have modified it, or you could have thought that your teacher wouldn't notice that the author didn't mean what you just said whenever he or she said those words. So if you modified it, you're going to take a little square bracket, the little thing shown below, and you're going to type it exactly. If you use the author's words for another purpose than the author intended, you're going to strike through it. That is it. That's it. So you're not going to do anything, most of you, except underline or strike through. If you leave it, understand that you need to be sure it's there.